How the game, coach? It was pretty nervous on a bench in a final seconds as well.
Well, no, I thought that we won the three periods. Like, we always try to play three 20-minute games, and, we won the first, we won the second, we won the third, we had great discipline. Like, that's one thing, our power play, made them pay for their, for their actions, and that's the way we're going to be successful. Elvis was good in net, our four lines, our defensemen were very good. So, they're a good skating team. And we knew that they would come and pressure us, and they did, but we managed to play a very good game.
At the end of the game, you had a big conversation with a Korea team head coach. What about it was?
Well, I just thought that, they were dirty for, absolutely no reasons. I thought that they were taking some liberties, and international hockey is about, competing hard. And, I can understand they're frustrated. We got clean pretty good against Finland. And, we didn't try to injure anyone. And, especially with a 25-man list, you can't have guys injured just for, easy actions. We just told them, was yelling back and forth at the two benches, but that's part of the game.
How badly injured are Jerinč and Karsums?
We don't know yet. They're going to be reevaluated, and we'll probably know more later on tonight or tomorrow.
Korea team coach, what's answer what you said about dirty games?
He was yelling back, and I don't understand Korean, so I'm learning Latvian. All right.
Number 10's performance coming out of the bench and getting another penalty right away. What can you say about that?
Everyone played good. That's important. We keep progressing. We're a young team, and obviously, we learn against Norway. We learn against Finland. We learn, a hard lesson. But those games makes us better. And now, in today's game, we took the lead, but there was lots of stuff going on the ice, and we could have got involved in this, and maybe turned the game around, and we didn't. So our players deserve lots of credit.
The first goal was scored actually with four players on ice. What happened?
Because there was miscommunication on the bench. One player thought that he was playing left wing and he was right wing. So, that happens.
You changed lines in yesterday. I did it. It was a good decision. And
well,
satisfied.
A job as a coach, when you see that, things are not working the way that you think it should, you have to try it. I always coach in a way that, I will never say at the end of the game, I should have done this. I always try to do it, whether before the game or during the game. We're paid to make decisions, to take actions. After games, you'd say, I should have done this, I shouldn't have done that. You don't win too many games with this. So, we just try to, bring a certain balance to our offense. And suddenly we got some big goals. You get a goal from Gintz Mea right in the first period. That's huge. Gintz played a very strong game for us. And after this, we kept going. Ronnie gave us another big goal. So the four lines, I felt, generated some offense for us, and that's what we need to do. And our D-man, we were following the play. We were having a good second wave. We had some good shots on net. So that's the way we want to play.
One thing is dirty game of Korea, but what do you think about the referees? And
I never talk to you. You guys watch the referees more than I do. I have enough of watching my team and the other team that, referees, they do their job like everybody else.
Today, Blugers will join the team tomorrow. Have you any thoughts? Which line can he play?
I don't know. I just finished today's game there, so we'll see. We don't even know when he's coming in, so I will deal with Teddy once he's here. There's so many things that can happen. What if they lose his bag? He's coming in through, all kinds of flights and airing. So we're too early.
You had a nice win against Norway in the first game. What do you think happened mentally against Finland?
Oh, like, you know, like, like Elvis is dead and the Beatles don't sing anymore, so I don't live in the past.
Finland
game is gone.